You'll manage. Alright. If you eat anything?
Yeah.
Okay, so we didn't actually quite finish this ice cube stress. Let's remind ourselves what's going on here. As we said, these ice cubes are at the back of the mind. Remember, he's going, Abinyan is going through these psukim. Eventually, his goal at the end is to get to the posuk at the end, which is going to tell us about Dargah. But when on the way, he explains these psukim. And we saw here, this right in the Yudches, this Yudches is explaining the pasuk. It said, "Chesed shav lo yatsliach umeida v'izav yerucham." And he explained that in basically two ways. His own pshat, which he understood as it carries on from the previous pasuk, was even though it's good thing to not be mechasem yochatayim, but don't pretend it never happened at all between you and Hashem. You have to be misvada. You have to accept and acknowledge that you've done that avirus. That was his pshat, which we'll come back to soon. And then he mentioned that in the Gemara actually said a couple of other, where he explained the Gemara, there's a couple of other ways of understanding this. That even though, again, even though normally it's best to not to be mechasem to people the avirus you've done, there's a couple of places of instances where you should be. That is, one is ben adam lechaviro, right? If you did something wrong to somebody else, you have to go and ask him mechila, be mefayas him. Okay? Can't pretend it never happened. And the second thing, which we're going to finish off today, is he said if someone did an aveira, even ben adam lemakom, still, if it was a chilul Hashem, you did the aveira in public and it caused the chilul Hashem, then part of doing tshuva is to rectify that. How do you rectify a chilul Hashem? By making a kiddush Hashem. So you have to go and show your tshuva, do acts of tshuva for Rabbim, and that makes the kiddush Hashem. Okay, that's another case of acknowledging. So let's see what he says. So what we saw last time said you should be misoinin or misabel lifnei bnei adam. Be misabel, show your sorrow in public.
So you need to announce, practically announce, I did this wrong.
Right.
Sorry.
Yes, but that's right. Okay, let's see how he brings a couple more psukim on this. Yeah, let's see how he explains it.
Not just start to behave properly.
Right. In other words, in a way that they'll see that you're doing tshuva on the Vegas. Yeah.
Let's see. No, I didn't understand what you said.
Right.
One again, I have problem with it.
Okay, let's just see how, what he says. He brings a couple of psukim and examples. See in his psukim examples which are mentioned here. So he brings a couple of psukim. Zeusha, of course, the first psukim he brings is the psukim Yomiyah. Ki acharei shuvi nichamti, v'acharei hirodi safakti al yorech. Let's explain this pasuk. So the second half of the pasuk is what's negated us, but it starts off in the beginning. Acharei shuvi nichamti is the pasuk we've had before. After I have returned, now that after this is talking about after the way he has previously explained this, means after a person has turned away from doing aviros, he's stopped doing aviros, then a nichamti. He has charota, Sloshim Nechoma, Ad Vinochim Hashem, Allah Shadibi Elat Ezamoi. So, Nechamti means charota. So, after he has stopped doing Averis, then he has charota. That's the first half of the Pasuk. Inya Nechamti, Hacharota Lehatsar. Okay, he adds in here charota. Really, the translation is charota, but it includes Tsar as well. That's how you do Tshuva. Iker Hatshuva Bimin Rosadei. Obviously, it doesn't just mean charota. A person does Tshuva, stops doing Averis, then he has charota and Tsar. But that's Iker HaTshuva. Keshev Yanu. Maybe we'll come back to this in a moment. But the end of the Pasuk is Acharei Hivodi Safakti Al Yerech. What does that mean? Acharei Hivodi, after I have made known my Chatoim. Acharei Shneidati Livnei Odom, I let it be known to people. The spouse of my Noisai, or my witness came Mefursim, right? It came well known. Came spread, people know I've done these averus. So then, what do I do? It's about then, safakti al erech. It's like, it means literally, it's that he slapped himself. He acted in a way of avelos, and well, you know, he did to show this apparently. I didn't just have an internal show inside my mind, I expressed my sorrow. In a manner which people could see that I'm feeling this sorrow, right? I'm going and walking in sack wafer in the rabbin right in the street, and I'm hitting myself, showing my tzar to the public, showing everybody could see that I'm feeding this tzar. Okay, that's one thing. Acho yivodi, since Naveris were before Hesia were in public, so therefore I'll allow my tzar to show itself public as well. The second example, v'nemar yosher al anoshim, go around to people, v'yomer, and I'll say chotosi, I have sinned, v'yosher hevesi, and the straight path I have made crooked. Okay, again, he's going around to people. This is the second example of being a chassin to the rabbin, your tshuva on the fact of the chatoim. Even though normally it's best to keep things hidden, but these are examples when it's actually better to let people know you've done it. So various and you're doing tshuva. Okay, that's the way he's explaining the pasuk. And that was the Gemara, right? But what's more again to us is he's saying his own pshat was before the Gemara, was he saying you stop doing aveiros, but still when it comes to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, make sure you do vidui. Right, in other words, like he said, these are examples. You can go around and tearing clothes.
Tomorrow Reuven said something terrible in best marriage.
So if he says, so he'll go and take a Musa Sefer in the base of Medrash, and then it's the coil, everyone will look around and say, what's he doing? And they'll see, there's obviously I could see he's doing Shuvah. He doesn't necessarily have to go and tell everybody,
right now,
I did an Aveya, I'm doing Shuvah.
I suggest this. If I will see Reuven do terrible Aveya, and today he, Dominic, like I said, I don't trust him. Ito. Because he's horrible, he said, one winner.
I can see what he's doing, he's not just traveling.
I thought he needs to go right now in front of this man and said, I did terrible things.
What should he write? That's actually the second part of the report. He told people
that.
The first psukim he said were examples of things which are obvious he's doing in
the Shuvah. I will tell you a very interesting thing about this. Sometimes I listen to Russian radio.
Yeah.
They're extremely anti-Haredi. Russian people, most of anti-Haredi. Why? It doesn't matter. But what their main argument? The main argument, they go down, and today they did this. It's exactly what I'm talking about.
Well,
it's
people that want to look for
unless
things
you pronounce all your behavior, holy behavior after sin, you know, everybody is very holy on the cemetery.
Yes, we're not talking about just dumb, we're talking about doing things which show that clearly you're doing as
yoga. First step need to like me before people say.
Right, this is what I'm saying. We're talking about things which are clearly you're doing them as tshuva, not just going to daven. It shows clearly that you regret what you've done. So yeah, one way is he says yemer chotosi, tell people. But also, if it's clear that what you're doing is as tshuva, so that's just no difference in telling them. You could say the same thing.
You don't know what you can do the day you see that you're tshuva, except you see you can cry from your chair. What you do that you do shuva? What?
I'm saying your argument could be true with going and telling them that you've done a various thing along, you could say the same thing. You could still argue
about that. At least, like, I go to person and saw it. He picks up him.
Yeah, that's an achanami. Yeah, that as well. You could ask Mechila Barabim.
But without this, I really don't know.
Right.
I'm asking not because I have answer, but I really don't know
how to do it. Right. Okay, this is all. So at this point, I said we'll get back to one thing I just wanted to mention. We've spoken a lot. We've mentioned it many times. It's that's worth pointing out. We've said many times. Rabbi Yonah has said one of the the main status of the whole sefer we've seen so far is that the levels of tshuva. There's a very basic tshuva, which is aziva sechet and charata, and that gives you a basic kapara. But there's additions, you can add on to your tshuva, you can do more tshuva, more yoga, and the more tzar you do, that's what makes the tshuva better, that brings you closer to Hashem.
Correct.
Right? As we've seen that many times. So just the way you mentioned it just now again, I just want to point out the Lashon here, just was in this area here from the Lashon. He said that when a pasuk says, Achrei shuvi nichamti, it means after I've decided to stop doing averas, I'm going to have harata. He says harata doesn't mean just harata, it means tsar as well. Ki ikir hatshuva b'murim yil salev. It's an interesting way of putting it.
Tsar as well.
This, all, everything we spoke about, the yogoin, it's a tsar, that a yogoin, right, not, yeah, here he calls yogoin tsar. Yogoin is really expressing
suffering.
Yeah. So, we could have understood what we've been saying till now, we could have said it that real shuvah is just, like we said, the harota and the that's shuvah, that's the main part of the shuvah.
Okay,
you can always add on, make it better, go to chumrah, the chinim and you know, add on all this yogurt and sour, it's not ma'akiv. But the real shuvah is the harota and the zivisachet. Here he says the opposite. Ki ikir ha-shuvah, b'mirin l'salev, not only harota, tsar as well. Why? Because the ikir of the shuvah is the tsar. In other words, even when we talk about shuvah, as we've said before, it's true that shuvah also brings about kapara. That's not the ikar of the shuvah, right? That's on the contrary. That's the very lowest level of shuvah to do, you know, the very first step. Okay, I'll do the charot and the zivus, the chet, and that will bring me in the shuvah. What's the ikar is the yogur bringing yourself back to the shuvah. That's really the ikar, right? Ikar is getting back. That's what shuvah means, upon coming back to that kind of shuvah. Yeah, okay, that's just what I point out. Okay, so very good. So that's the now yud test. So far, again, I'll just quickly say, Benyan has explained the first 1.5 psukim, right? It said, Kum Rishoyim Chupas Adam, or Rishoyim trying to find the various of people who have done shuvah already. But normally, let's keep it hidden, except between you and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Chasip Shav Reyesniach. If you keep it hidden between yourself and Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you don't do vidui, that's not a good idea. That you're not going to be on Sniach. Instead, what it says, the opposite is true. What's going to bring you to be forgiven? So it carries on the way on the same part, the same way as it's been till now. The end of the second pasuk. So that means, what do you have to do for tshuva? Af al pi ki yisodus tshuva shleisha. The main yisodus, as we just said, the main yisodus of tshuva are three things: karata, and vidui, and azimus achet. Right? Even though it said Hilna Kharos and Aziva Zahet, it's actually Vidui as well. Okay? And that's what it includes these three things. Kharota and Vidui are all Bechel Moida. When you say Moida, you admit, which is really Vidui, right? Is that doesn't mean just Vidui, it means Kharota as well. Ki HaMisvadeh Mischoit. If you're being Misvadeh, that obviously means you're being Mischoit. So Vidui comes with it, Kharota, that's Umoida. And also, you have to do oizev. You have to do zivas achet. That's the one, right? So, ein shuvah b'chusam mishpei shoyle, and the shuvah is not less than these three things. If you just do the mischoyt and mitzvadeh, ve'inenu oizev achet, and you don't do the zivas achet, that's not going to work. I remember we've spoken about this at length once in the past. Doimen anish tevel v'shas biyode. This is okay. I'm karota. I'm sorry, and then you just carry on the way on the path I brought to do the achet. What are you doing here? That's like you're going in the mikveh and you're still holding on to a shneretz, which is going to be metame. You're then shle ol solo tweeter. Tweeter doesn't work. Okay, we spoke about this in the past, and that's not going to go back on that now. Like upon him, he's saying here, that's why you have to be moedav and oizav. You have to do all three. Chotav vidin zivis tachet. That's the basic. Right? If you don't do them, it's not going to work. Okay, moedav oizav. If you do all these three things, you chom. As we said, then you'll get the kapara at least. Gihu bal shuvah. This is called a Baal Shuvah. Someone who does the basic Shuvah is someone who does these things. So just get clear what we're saying here again. Right? The way that Ben Yonah is explaining the Psukim, his mamash comes out a beautiful the Mahalach of the Psukim here. He's saying, it's in the first Psukim, the first one of Psukim, we see it, we're referring here specifically to the idea of doing Vidui. Right? It says, don't tell everybody about your averus. Only Rishoyim try to find a talk, you know, bring into the light the averus which people have already done shuvah on. Right? So don't really let people know about them unless you have to. But don't totally count them over. The pasuk carries on. Mechasav shav lo yetzniach. Between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make sure you do vidui. Right, that's what Pesach is coming to say. So then, and the opposite of that is Umoide v'oizav yuchav. The point is Umoide. You have to be Umoide, you have to do Vidui. But Rabbi Yehuda says that obviously it doesn't mean just Vidui. It means Vidui and Charota. And the new is a chet. But the point of the pasuk is having to say it's so much beautiful. It's all one flow, right? Don't keep your various hidden, but don't not do vidoy. Do vidoy, right? Chasav shav lo yisliach. Don't not do vidoy. Moide moide, but that's why the pasuk stresses the moide. It doesn't mention the charata because that's the whole point that we're trying to say. Make sure you do vidoy along with the charata and the new is a chet. Right, and that is a Baal Teshuva. Okay, now final again, with this in mind, we can carry on to the very last pasuk, and then we'll see the idea of where we see in this pasuk the idea of Daga. Just before we do that, let's just remind ourselves of something. We raised a question before last week, I think. Right in the beginning was explaining Daga, we said one of the Dagas is, you said two Dagas. The first Daga was to be worried that your tshuva is not enough, either maybe it's a type of chetush, tshuva itself is not enough, or maybe you haven't done a proper tshuva, right? That was one Daga. Maybe you haven't done a tshuva, so you're still going to get this oinish. And second of all, he said oid yidag bal tshuva, that the Tzahara will come back. Right? So we said this before, but we'll say it again now. Especially now we just read this line here. Right? Someone who has done Moida Vaizav, he is a Baal Shuva. Baal Shuva is someone who has done the very lowest level of Shuva, the basic Shuva. Right? And he's saying now, but despite the fact you've done Shuva, don't stop there, still have the Dogo as well. That maybe the Tzahor will come back, right? The Baal Teshuva should worry, Peniskaber, the Vitzra, maybe the Tzahor will come back and we'll do the various again. So, we asked the question, or I asked the question then. He said, explain what should you do? You should worry that your Tzahor is going to come back, and therefore what? You'll be moistic, you should work on yourself to guard yourself against the Tzahor, and you should be moistic, benashra, yiras, Hashem, yayim, yayim. Right? That's what you should do, even if you've done Teshuva. So, besides that, work on yourself every day, be meisif, yerushalayim, kolim, to make sure you do the race again. So, we pointed out that if we go back to Azivas Achet, we said there that if you have someone, a normal guy, you happen to by mistake do an Avera, then there Mikra, he did an Avera, yeah, not a Rosha, then the way he does his Azivas Achet is, as you explained, in general means to go off the direct that you are on abort to Davera. Change your path. You're going in certain ways abort to Davera, so change your direction. Mm-hmm. Right? And he said, how did I do that? He says, oh, it's how it came along and was a miskabe on you. So he says again exactly the same thing. You should work on yourself, work on your Yashamayim, you should be amazing if Yashamayim call you. And that way, when the Yitzhara comes back, you'll be strong, you'll be able to stand up against Yitzhara, and you won't be Nechshav. That is your Aziva Sachet. Okay, so what's he saying now? He's saying you've done Shuva. Right, you did Yitzhara, you did Aziva Sachet, my Aziva Sachet says, what's my basic Shuva is to be most of Yerushalayim, B'chol Yoyim, that's my basic Shuva. Now he says, Oid Yidag Baal HaShuva, again we said, as we see here, Baal HaShuva means this guy who's done his Aziva Sachet. And his charata, he's been moisif nashir, and he should also be worried that the size of the shuvah, maybe the child is going to come back again. Do you know what he should do? He should be moisif nashir yirashmayim kolim v'yoyim.
Right.
So, now, do shuvah, be moisif nashir yirashmayim kolim v'yoyim, but not only that, also be moisif nashir yirashmayim kolim v'yoyim.
Correct.
So, that's the same thing. It's not being moisif anything. That was the shuvah.
No, it's not moisif. It's different stages. First stage. When you really take very tough meditation. And now, after that, you take very small part of meditation to support your body so it won't come back.
So you're saying, you know, it's a national kolyoim, and then for certain
times. Level absolutely deep.
For certain times. And you're saying even more, you're saying, Okay.
But when you have upset stomach, next 5 days, you're very careful what you're eating.
He says, do one level of being moist nashir.
Even you're okay, it's okay, but you're still very careful what you put in your mouth if you really have bad stomach.
Okay, right. Okay, so it means even more than you're doing already.
Yeah, but not in the same stage of panic
We then suggested a different answer. Right, we said that maybe this whole Zivus Achet, we said, going again back to Zivus Achet, he said there's two types of people, as a tzaddik and as a rasha. The tzaddik, he said,
No, again, there's different order in being.
No, you're not only different order, there's different order and there's different way of doing a Zivus Achet.
Right.
The tzaddik, he's first, first he has his karata,
right.
Then is the Zivus Achet, and here's the Zivus Achet, like we said, so we work on it with Shemaim. Whereas the rasha, he brought another post that was other around. First to Azivus Achet, and what's his Azivus Achet? His Azivus Achet is not being made to Nashla Yosmei. Stop doing Aveis. You're doing Aveis all day. Stop doing Aveis. So maybe here, the Akash doesn't start. Maybe over here, when he says that you have to, oh, you did it, Baal Shuvah he has to all work on his Yosmei, and he's talking about his Rosh Hashanah. He hasn't done that yet. His Azivus Achet was just to stop doing Aveis. So maybe now, he's saying he should be Moses Nashai. That's what we suggested last week. Yeah. That's strong, it's a choice. I'll tell you why it's a choice. Because the psukim which he's bringing here now, which we've just read out about was leading on to this pasuk of Da'agov, Asher, is this pasuk, Moedah v'Oizav Yerucham. Which he said means first be Moedah, then be Oizav. So he's talking about this he's talking about this tzaddik, who's first Moedah, then Oizav. So his Azivas Lachet was to Moedah v'Nashir Shemayim. And still he's saying, you should have a Da'agov to be Moedah v'Nashir Shemayim again. So perhaps like a saying, we'll see you next week.